above all, that the Lord would help somebody and that we would obey the Lord tonight. I felt this, the Lord give me this last week. We went over to the youth service last Wednesday night and then was approached about speaking tonight. I want to do my best to obey the Lord and do my best. I'm not super talented, but I want to do my best to obey the Lord and do what He's asked me to do tonight. If you have your Bibles, we'll be turning in 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 4. If you've gone to 2 John, you've gone too far. And if you reach the book before that, you haven't gone far enough. Praise the Lord. We see in our text tonight, it says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcame them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." Ye are of God, little children, and have overcame them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, tonight for your goodness, your mercy to us, Lord. I pray that you would be lifted up and exalted, Jesus, above all. Lord, hide us behind the cross and let no one else be glorified but Jesus and Jesus alone. Lord, I pray that your word would go forth and touch your people. It's your word, not mine. Anoint me with your anointing, because I can do nothing in and of myself, but we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In the blessed holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord being my helper, I'd like to preach on an overcoming power in the last day hour. We see throughout the pages of God's holy word, especially on the Old Testament, that the Spirit of the Lord would come by and it would drop in, as it were, upon the judges and upon the prophets who were raised up for extraordinary service. Samson slew 1,000 with the jawbone. Shamgar slew 600 men with an ox goad. Gideon overcome impossible odds of 450-1 with only a band of 300 men and 136,000 pitchers and lamps and a shout. And the Lord brought the victory. They overcame as the Spirit of the Lord came upon them to help them in their task. And I'm so thankful, and I'm so thankful for the blessings of the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost that is given to the believer. Help me, church. I've prayed about this, and I feel like this is the direction the Lord needs me to go, but it's just been a battle this week. Praise the Lord. It's not the Holy Ghost, is not just an it, it's not just a thing, but it's that third person of the divine Trinity that is sent to be a helper to you and I. And we see in Joel chapter 2 and in verse 28 and 29, said, "And it shall come to pass that afterward I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." There's an overcoming power in this last day hour that is given to you and I to help us overcome. The Holy Ghost is mentioned 90 times in the New Testament. And in John chapter 14, Jesus tells his disciples that he will not leave them comfortless, but he will send the Comforter to them. Amen. Jesus was ascending, but he's telling those disciples, he said, "I won't leave you alone, but I'm going to send someone, amen, that will be a comfort, that will be a help to you. As I go away, he shall come to you." And we see the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. And in the words of our Savior in Acts chapter 2, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Hallelujah. The devil, our adversary, is coming down with great wrath, because he knows that he has but just a short time, amen. The Bible tells us that in the later part of Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12 reads, "For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he hath but a short time." In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the verse 1, the Bible describes that perilous times shall come. And we look around us in the day and the hour that we're living in, and it can look perilous. It can look dark if you look around us and the things that are going on in our world today. But thank the Lord, he has sent a comforter to you and I, that when we see these things, we don't have to look out into the world and look through the dark clouds that are gathering around us. But we can look unto the Savior, and we can look unto the comforter that he sent to you and I to help guide us through. Amen. We're walking through this world, and we're walking toward our Christ. Amen. It doesn't mean that the road will get dark. It doesn't mean that the road may not get perilous. But we have a comforter. There's a helper to help each and every one of us through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And I'm so thankful for that precious helper, that friend that we have that can help guide us through. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop and I'm going to say I'm thankful for that precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And what the Savior did for us upon the cross, I'd be amiss if I didn't take a moment and stop. I'm so thankful that he took my sins and he took my place and he nailed it to that rugged cross. And he put his blood upon it and covered it, and it's no more. And he didn't say, "Tyler, I'm doing for this for you, but you're going to have to pay it back to me. You're going to have to earn it for a little while." There was no strings attached, Brother Jarrett. He did it freely and willingly. That way I didn't have to go and take that place. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful for Jesus. Amen. We see the latter part of Romans 5 and 20 reads, "But where sin does abound, abounded grace does much more abound." Amen. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus describes the end times and speaks of wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence and earthquakes. And those that would be deceived and that a great falling away. Young people, don't get discouraged. We have a divine helper and we have our divine Savior that is helping you along, that will help you each and every step of the journey. Amen. And if you'll help me just a little while, we'll get going to this, into this and where I want to be, and I'll get out of the way. But the Bible describes to us in our text tonight that there is an overcoming power. It doesn't describe that there wouldn't be obstacles in the way, that it would just, once you became a Christian, that it would be an easy path, that everything would just be free and clear. But we see Paul suffered. The disciples struggled at the name of Jesus. They suffered for the cause of Christ. But we see the great power that was given unto them, that is given to the church, that is still the power of the church today. Amen. It's not just something that was for the disciples. It wasn't something for the early church that got started, but it's for each and every one of us that's here in this building tonight. Amen. The Bible describes that we have the Holy Ghost as our divine paraclete. And you look at that word and it's transcribed in the Greek. There's, I'm going to hopefully say this right, but I'm not a Greek scholar. Paracletus, amen. And it describes, into the word paraclete is used over five times in the New Testament, four in the all in the writings of John. We see that there are four in the Gospel of John and one here in the first epistle of John. In the Gospel of John, the paraclete is translated into a comforter. And in the Epistle of John, it is translated as an advocate. The word for paraclete in its permissive form and etymologically signifies called to one side, a legal advocate, or a counsel for defense, or an intercessor and a helper. Amen. And as Jesus ascended and has gone up away from the disciples, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. And we see that in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 1, when the Holy Ghost comes to the early church, there's a comforter, there's a helper, there's one that comes along one side, amen, through the struggles of life. They're real. Life struggles are real. Amen. There's some people that would be saying that, oh, you just need to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You need to just pull your belt a little tighter. But sometimes there are things that I have faced in my life that I needed a help greater than what I could find in myself. I needed a comforter from on high to come down and to meet me where I was. And I remember as a young person, you're going to find out a little bit about Brother Tyler. All right, I'm going to open up just a little bit, if that's all right. I remember when I was an early teenager, my life I thought was perfect. I thought I had it all planned out the way it was going to go, and then it took a quick U-turn. My parents split. That happens. And I thought, we moved to a totally different city, totally different school. My world, so to speak, turned upside down. I went to a church that I wanted to sit on the back row. And Brother Jared, I didn't want you to look at me. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I wanted to just exist in my shell. Because I thought that was comfort, what I knew, what I could hold on to. I remember one night in the house that we lived at in Broken Arrow, I was going through something spiritually, and I was going through one of those, where is my life going in all of this? What, oh Lord, what is the purpose of all this? It's all new, everything's changed, everything's been flipped upside down. It was dark, Brother Jared. I felt like I couldn't see my hand in front of my face in the brightest room. And I remember I went out to the backyard one night. And I was back there praying. There wasn't a star. There wasn't anything out. The moon wasn't shining. It was dark. And I said, Lord, I need help. And in that moment, I felt the Holy Ghost come by that backyard. And I felt the loving arms of the Savior wrap around me. And in a moment, that song came back to my mind of that he just takes me in his arms and holds me. And I can go through, and if I pulled back the whole curtain, I could take you through areas and places of my life where I needed the Lord's help to guide me through. But Brother Jared, come here. And when I needed that help the most, I felt somebody come alongside that was called the one side to help, that would to help through that trial, to help through that circumstance. I couldn't do it of myself, but there was one side that came alongside, that divine paraclete, that counselor that said, that's a child of mine. I paid the price for him on Calvary. I'm going to help him through. I'm going to see them through that mental battle. I'm going to see them through that struggle. Depression is real. But we have a Savior who paid for it with his precious blood on Calvary's hill and resurrected 3 days later, amen, with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. Through the struggles of life, there's a comforter, there's a helper, a divine advocate, amen. We have a heavenly advocate that sits at the right hand of the Father. But while Jesus is interceding for the believers, for you and I, we have a divine helper. That sin is an agent that says, go help them. Jesus can send the Holy Ghost by your way to pick you up, to carry you through, and to help you on your journey. There is a story, I don't know if it's factually true, I heard a preacher say it, so I'm going to put out that disclaimer that I don't know if this is an actually verbatim true story, but I want to use it anyway. There is a man who is in a place of government, and there was a crucial vote that was coming up. Excuse me. There was a crucial vote that was coming up. And this man had heard the voice of his constituents, and they were strongly opposed to what? Be careful now, I'm not getting into politics. I didn't name names, so just putting out that disclaimer too. But anyway, his constituents were strongly opposed, and it came down to when they were to tally their votes. And the man voted against his constituents and voted for what was being debated about. And when he was questioned later, the man was grilling him on why did he vote that way and why did you not listen to what was being said to you, and you totally just didn't even listen to the constituents that you had. And he turned to the man and he said, "You don't know the outside pressures that were upon us." And that man exclaimed to him, "Outside pressures? Where were your inside bracings?" Oh, hallelujah. In John chapter 4 and in verse 4, we see that there is an overcoming power. Amen. It says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcame them." And contextually, they had to overcome false teaching in that day and the hour of the church that they were living in. But it still translates to us today. We're still dealing with things out that try to creep into the church, that try to affect us in our daily lives. But he said, "Ye have overcome them, for because not greater are you," not greater than I, because Lord knows I've got faults. And don't ask my wife, Brother Jared. "But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Yes, the devil has some power. And yes, he can move in certain areas, and he can only go so far, because the Lord says you can only go this far and you had only got this much power. But our God in heaven has got all power. Amen. Isaiah 59 and 19, the latter part reads, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." And commentary explains and describes that a standard being like a strong wind driving back the enemy. And every time in our services, when we feel the pressures of the outside world and we feel like, just plainly speaking, it feels like the devil and hell has turned its attention toward the church, there's a standard that can be lifted up against it. And in your personal life, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will send the standard against him. I brushed my teeth before church. I'm thankful for that power of the Holy Ghost, when even in those simple moments when you're like, "Lord, I just need your help in this situation." And you feel like the Lord comes by and you didn't know how it was going to work out, but he parts the waters and he makes a way where it didn't seem that there was a way. Amen. For us as believers, and he helps us through those fiery trials. And when we feel like we're shut up in the den of lions and there's no escape, but he shuts the lion's mouth, and you might hear the roar and you might hear the grumble, but you ain't bit and you ain't hurt. In Bethlehem, Christ came to us in God Emmanuel. At Calvary, God forgave us and God saved us. But when the Holy Ghost comes, God in us. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a story that I'd heard when I was listening to a sermon. Here's another one of these stories again. This one was a true story as I heard the man describe it. He said that he had bought his son one of those punching bags. He said the guy had this really rough looking face on him. but it talked to you. And he thought, you know, he'd get a lot of energy out. That'd just wear him out. He'd go in there and punch on that thing and, you know, just waylay it, get all his energy out. He said, brought his son in there, showed him that he got it all set up. Son did like it. He took one swing at it, and that thing bounced. But when it bounced and it came right back up, and it laughed at him and said, hit me with your best shot. That little boy took off out that room and didn't want anything to do with it. That preacher said it made him so aggravated. He said, I had that thing, and all it did was bounce back, hit the floor, bounce up, and laugh at my face. And said, ha, 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 hit me with your best shot. He said, I wound up. He said, I wound back and I gave it a good lunge and just smoked that thing. He said, it scooted across the floor, hit the floor, and bounced back up. Because why? He remembered that he had put something inside. He had weighted that thing down with sand. So whatever force that was being exerted and hit, it was still greater in it than that was what was happening on the outside. We all go through things spiritually. We all go through things in life. Mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it is. Life sometimes can be hard. But we have a divine helper from the Father that comes along one side and helps us through those difficult moments in our life. Young people, you face pressures at school. You face all kinds of things. If you go to a public school, private school, whatever it may be. Life has a way of being hard sometimes. But we're not left without a helper. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, and I'm closing down. Somebody would help us with the music, please. I'd really appreciate it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Praise the Lord. There is an overcoming power in the last day hour. We may go through some things. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm so glad that I know one who holds tomorrow. Whatever you and I may face when we walk out of these doors and we go our separate ways, just be assured the Lord Jesus goes with you. You're not left alone to face your trials all alone, but you have a divine helper, one that will come along beside. It says, this is my child. I paid the price. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, with this being youth service, I think that it would only be fitting that if we have the young people come up. I just felt like just the church gathered around them and praying for these young people. I know school's out, and I know it's into the summer, but they still face things that we may not know about. Amen. So as a church, let's have all the young people come up and let's all gather in around them as a church and pray, however feel led to do that.